Proclamation number 3375 of 22nd of December, 1944. Atonement sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It was a superhuman deed which the man Jesus accomplished for his sinful fellow human beings that he allowed himself to be nailed to the cross without being guilty. Due to his perfection, he had the power and strength at his disposal to destroy his enemies and to avert the most shameful and painful death on the cross from himself. He could prove his guiltlessness at any time, and yet he allowed what was done to him by sinful fellow human beings to happen to him. He allowed himself to be seized and led to death under the scorn and derision of men. He suffered unspeakably and died the most agonizing death. And this out of love for humanity in order to redeem it. He took human suffering upon himself in order to offer God a sacrifice of atonement for the overwhelming guilt of sin which people had brought upon themselves. For he knew the dreadful consequences these sins entailed. He knew that people forfeited their eternal bliss, that they would never be released from their banished state, and that they would have to languish for eternities if they entered the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed after the death of their body. He was in union with God through love. His spirit was united with the Father Spirit. And thus he was also knowledgeable and powerful. And he recognized the darkness in which humanity walked. He recognized the weakness and powerlessness, even though people seemed strong and full of superiority. He saw their spiritual hardship. He saw their souls in the power of Satan, and he wanted to bring them help. Light and strength and strong will. Humanity itself was not worthy of it. And God could not bestow upon them a gift which is purity of heart and profound love as its prerequisite. For God is just and distributes his gift according to merit and worthiness. And thus it could never again come into possession of this gift of grace. Light and strength and strong will. If a human being full of love had not taken pity on it, who offered himself to God through his sacrifice in place of those he wanted to redeem from their spiritual adversity. And this human being was Jesus Christ, a purest being of light, who embodied himself as a human being in order to suffer and die for people's sins. His purity increased the extent of his suffering, but his love for humanity was greater than great. And thus he accomplished the act of salvation of his own free will, because he wanted to suffer for people in order to spare them suffering and to buy their eternal bliss, which they had forfeited through sin. Amen.